At the end of the year, Senator Orrin Hatch will pack up his office at the Hart Building in Washington. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, the longest-serving Republican senator is leaving behind a legacy as a tenacious legislator whose career put him at the center of many congressional battles.
Politicians often like to use sports analogies when describing big obstacles they've faced or legislative hurdles they've overcome. This week, Senator Hatch turned to boxing, a sport he once played when he was young, to announce he was finally ready to hang up the gloves. It's a refrain he returned to yesterday when asked if he had any second thoughts about his decision.
I feel calm and relaxed, although it was a tough decision because I know what I can do, and I've had, most all my colleagues, including even Democrats, say, don't do this. But to make a long story short, I think it's the right thing to do at this time, and so I'm going to hang them up.
David Magleby, a professor of political science at BYU, told KUER's Radio West that Hatch had always extended a fighting mentality to his political career.
And that's the mentality that he took with him to Washington in 77. And he was seen as a kind of scrappy, upstart conservative, strong conservative, who especially targeted organized labor.
He said that softened somewhat as he grew more comfortable in Washington and learned how to work across the aisle with Democratic colleagues.
But what he's done that distinguishes his career, I think, from the current upstarts that are somewhat in that early mode of Hatch, is he found a way to work with Democrats on many different pieces of legislation.
That bipartisanship led to some of his biggest legislative accomplishments in the 80s and 90s. This includes the Americans with Disabilities Act, the Hatch-Waxman Act that helped bring more generic drugs to the market, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, which he co-authored with the late Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy. Hatch said he'd like to get CHIP reauthorized before he leaves. The program provides health care to 9 million low-income kids, and it's just the latest victim to a divided Washington that the senator had once so deftly navigated. Even without Democrats, the conservative senator has continued to push through laws, most recently a sweeping overhaul of the tax code with a dramatic corporate tax cut passed along party lines last month. The tax bill had been an end goal for the 83-year-old chairman of the powerful Senate Finance Committee and may have helped solidify his decision to retire.
I think both his supporters and his opponents would have to admit he was a very effective legislator, and the numbers don't lie.
That's Morgan Lyon-Cotty, Associate Director of the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics. She served as an intern and a page for Hatch during college.
He's passed more legislation than any other sitting member of the Senate, and part of that is because he's been there for many years, but part of that is also because he understands the system.
That also came in handy on the Judiciary Committee, which Hatch steered for part of his tenure. It was there he oversaw or participated in the confirmation hearings for every current sitting member of the Supreme Court. Carl Tobias is a law professor at the University of Richmond.
There were many controversial or disputed nominees over time. And I think what he always tried to do was to find some middle ground, to find a way to resolve disputes in a way that everybody could move forward.
Tobias said Hatch had helped profoundly reshape the judiciary, both nationally and in Utah.
He has basically been responsible for something like 75% of all of the federal judges in history who served in Utah.
Not everyone, though, believes Hatch will get a spot-free legacy. George Pyle, opinion editor for the Salt Lake Tribune, penned a biting editorial last month stating Hatch had served too long and become too power-hungry. He was especially critical of Hatch's blossoming bromance with President Trump, who Hatch had recently called the best president he'd ever served under.
He should be stridently independent of the White House, regardless of which party is in. And I know that the founders would be aghast at how partisanship has replaced institutional loyalty.
But there's no doubt Hatch is ending his career at the pinnacle of power. Hatch plans to shift his attention now to his family, especially his wife of 60 years, Elaine. He'll also stay active in public life and raise money for his foundation. Lesser known is Hatch's musical legacy. He's composed hundreds of holiday and Christian-themed songs, including one for Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, the festival of light.
Morgan Lyon-Cotty said it was one of the senator's favorite traditions.
And I do remember he, you know, the staff would gather around and there would be a CD and we'd listen to the new song. And I think it's a tradition that he just loves.
Hatch said he thinks he'll have more time for songwriting or even a whole album in his retirement. He could even write a song about boxing. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.